This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's time for us to visit. Yes, visiting with Dr. Ken. It's Good Day Health time. This portion of our Good Day Health experiment, every week we have several hours of important information that's fresh, new, researched from Dr. Ken Kronhaus and from Dr. Jack Stockwell. So you're here for the Ken Hour. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mardura, Florida. He goes through all of the various journals of medicine every week to bring us up to date on the latest things. And often there's a theme. And the theme this week, whether it is, it just is, I guess, because of what people are studying. Sometimes there is a, some sort of an event going on, brings people of that specialty together. I don't know if that's the case here or not, but I see a lot of cancer news, Ken. Starting out with the latest on men and their experiences with prostate cancer. It can be devastating for some men, and other men, just not, doesn't bother much, right?
Well, I think if there's news about cancer this week, it's just random events coming together. Okay. And it is obviously an issue that's actively studied. This comes out of the Journal of the American Osteopathic Association, actually a report from the Mayo Clinic. Doug, a fact is that there are about 175,000 new cases of prostate cancer in America this year. And the news this week, there appears to be an association between plant-based diets and a decreased risk of prostate cancer, as well as a link between dairy intake and an increased risk of prostate cancer. These aren't huge links, and it's very hard to study diets because people change their diet from day to day, year to year, and this is an accumulation of multiple studies. So I wouldn't say that you have to go out and dramatically change your lifestyle abruptly, but if you know that you're at risk, guys, for prostate cancer, you know, you may want to adjust somewhat here and do get your best odds together.
Very good advice. I have never really, you and I talk about the cancer screening that goes on and whether or not, and you have it too, I'm sure, when you have your annual physical.
I just had my PSA.
Yeah, and what was it?
Oh, it's like one.
Yeah, okay. So mine, the PSA count over the years, you've watched it, it was 0.4, 0.6.
And that's then it very went good, Lou.
Yeah, but then it went to 1.5, and we were concerned about that. And then you, the genius that you are, said, well, maybe the test should be given before the exam, because we all know what happens when you get the digital rectal exam. And apparently, I didn't know this, but you told me, you taught me this. You said that it'll stir up what's going on inside of the prostate. It might affect the results if you have the blood test after you get the digital rectal exam. So I said to the, it happens that a lady does it, when I, and lately the woman I'm using for my general physicals. So she said, well, there are studies that show that that may not be true. And I said, well, let's just for chuckles.
A study of one we'll do right now.
Yeah. Well, I said, let's not do it that way. Let's wait till after I give the blood and then you do the exam. So I went from a 1.5 down to a 1. In this year's screening. I still would like to have it under one, but the reality is that a lot of men, as they get older, develop prostate cancer, and it doesn't really bother them. It's, you know, it's one of those things. It affects your ability to make love, but other than that, right?
Well,
a lot of men live with it.
Let me put a little perspective, big picture on that. So first, about the lab test, and then about the growth of prostate cancer when it occurs in an individual. Yes, your baseline was low, and then you had an exam and it went up, and then you had it done again before an exam and it went down, and that's your true baseline. But what is concerning, if you do get a normal baseline and then it goes up, you always want to compare the PSA to where it has been, even though if on the paper report or on your computer report, it's in the normal bracket, because PSA velocity, how the PSA is changing, also needs to be looked at. And then you were talking about the growth of the cancer. There's a wide range of prostate cancer, from incredibly slow growing that we don't even need to treat it. Just watch it, because it won't even get to a concern in decades, and we'll all be long gone. And then there's another extreme on the other side of the spectrum, where it's going to grow so quickly that if we don't do something urgently, you say goodbye to planet Earth. So this needs to be biopsied and scored and determine whether, hopefully you have the very unaggressive prostate cancer, but it can get aggressive.
A good friend of mine has come from a family. His brother died of prostate cancer. His father died at 73 of prostate cancer. I think the brother was the same age, too. He's now 79. He's put on a lot of weight. I often thought, he's not a drinker, but he does, you know, he's always enjoyed rich foods. And I think fat, I think that's been proven, that fat plays a role in your prostate cancer, doesn't
Absolutely.
It? In the prostate.
And here's a prescription that most guys will like to hear from a doctor. Keeping on, as you get older, ejaculating and keeping the frequency up also can lower the risk of prostate cancer.
Right, exactly. Having somebody you're close to is probably a good way of doing that.
I think just getting the sperm refreshed I think has probably some link, as I talked to the urologist about this.
Yeah. All right, so that's the first of three important cancer stories that Ken has researched for us this week. We'll continue with that in a matter of moments. The GoodDayHealthShow.com website has our podcasts that are basically an accrual of the important conversations that we have every week. So if you don't get to listen to all of them, or you want to go back and research something, they're always explained what the content is, always explained at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get power swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. Here's some great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. All you got to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 50% or more on your car insurance. Geico.com. Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. So we're sort of prostate cancer. Let's see here. There's a recall of a heartburn drug. This has been all over the Internet. The cancer-causing chemicals that are in this heartburn drug, what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this has become front-page news this week again. Doug, pharmaceutical company Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, there really is a company called Dr. Reddy's. That. Yes, yeah. They're in India. This week...
What a shock.
They recalled generic Zantac, which is a heartburn relief product, which most of us know about. It's made with ranitidine. This was after the FDA said the drug contains a small amount of a carcinogen. The FDA said preliminary tests found low levels of nitrosamine impurity, and here it's a mouthful, N-nitrosodimethylamine, in some ranitidine products. The medication, it's used to treat heartburn, ulcers, and other stomach issues. It's abbreviated. This chemical, NDMA, is an environmental contaminant. It's found in water and foods, including meats, dairy products, and vegetables. It is classified as a probable human carcinogen. The FDA said it's evaluating whether the low levels of NDMA in ranitidine pose a risk to patients, and that it will post that information when it's available. Large amounts of NDMA may pose a risk, but the levels of NDMA in ranitidine found in preliminary tests barely exceed amounts found in common foods. So don't panic.
Well, remember from how long ago was it? You sent me to that expert when I was having all of the gastroenterology.
Yes, I think everyone has Zantac in their medicine cabinet.
I had it. I took two or three of the capsules, and that was it. You know me. When I get onto something, if I feel better after the first time I take it, then I stop taking it. And I did with that, but I still had the little jar of capsules around. I threw them away after I saw this earlier this week because I guess my approach is, why would you take a chance? If you knew something was bad, even if there were small amounts, you know, consider I have no use for the CDC and the FDA, the USDA, all these government alphabet soup operations. Once in a while they get it right, but more often than not, they're so influenced by the big drug companies, especially the FDA, the amount of money that's spent, the things they come up with, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, you know, the shots they take at people who are taking non-drug, it isn't even a medication, supplements. There are good ones, there are bad ones. And I guess that could be said for heartburn drugs, too. There are good ones and bad ones. So
I think the FDA in the last few years is having its foot held to the fire and is becoming more responsive. And here, they were not on the side of protecting any drug company. I mean, they acted very early and very protectively on, and probably the risk, hopefully, is minimal. That's what we're thinking. But they're not taking any chances. So I got to give them a little credit here. I mean, we've been hard on them, but here they actually acted very swiftly. And you go down the grocery aisle this week, and you notice the shelves are bare. There's a big empty space because this takes up a lot of room on the pharmacy aisle in the grocery store. Yeah.
Dr. Ken with Dr. Doug on Good Day Health.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos of Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida is here. His clinic is open to the public. I guess that's what good doctors do, to try to serve the public. If you choose to get really well informed about what's going on in your body, if you have questions that have not been answered by the doctor that you normally see, it might be this. Dr. Ken is so extraordinary, it's worth a trip. I take a trip every year down there to have him thoroughly examine me so that I know what's going on in my body. I want to know what's going on. So if you've got something going on and you want to know what it is and how to deal with it, Ken is great in that department. Yes, he is a cardiologist, and that is his specialty, but he's all kinds of gizmos, gadgets, and and machinery in that office that give you a good top to bottom going over that you really need to have. You need to know what's going on inside of your body. So I guess take no chances. Go see somebody who really can tell you what's going on. His number at the office at Lake Cardiology is 352-735-1400. Let me give you that again. 352-735-1400 for the folks all over Florida, all over the country. It's a good stop on your way to see. I never tell anybody to go to Disneyland, even though it's around the corner from where Ken is. I tell them to go out to the Space Coast.
You're going
to
enjoy some of the new technology we have the next time you visit.
Yep. Well, maybe in December. We'll see. I'm supposed to have my foot fixed in January, which will limit my travel for a month or so. So maybe I'll come down early. We'll see. Meanwhile, back at the reports that are coming in from the various journals, we have one more story about cancer, and that's the... I don't get that people don't get this. If you're a big, fat person, you're obese on top of being obese on top of being obese, why do you think you're not going to get sick? This is like almost clueless, this story about obesity and pancreatic cancer. Obesity causes heart conditions and death from cardiological situations that are created by the obese nature of your body, and it creates a harbor for cancer of all kinds, doesn't it, Ken?
Well, more reasons why I've never met a 90-year-old obese male. This comes right out of the Lancet Gastroenterology and Hepatology, which is just a big word for liver, this week. And what we learn is we know that pancreatic cancer, Doug, is one of the world's deadliest cancers. Yeah. And this is the bad news. With an overall 5-year survival rate of just 5%. Think about that.
Yeah.
Only 1 in 20
Alex
people.
Alex Trebek is the latest famous person to have it.
It's just, you know, it's just not the diagnosis that you're looking forward to. Rising rates of obesity and diabetes could be pushing up rates of pancreatic cancer across the globe. That's the news out of this report and study. The good news, though, is that these risk factors, doctors use these words, largely modifiable. That means if you identify the risk factors, the obesity and diabetes, and you get rid of them, you're going to change the outcome. And so this presents a huge opportunity for prevention. Unfortunately, we lack a good screening tool for early detection of pancreatic cancer. Hopefully one day we'll have one.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly, again, is, you wonder, I see people all the time and I wonder, and I guess I'm judgmental, Ken.
How can you say that? I'm joking.
No, I know you are, but you know, I see these big fat people around, and for the most part, sometimes there are genetic things, sometimes there are hormonal things, but most of it's caused by eating too much of the wrong food.
I wish you could study these people because they are so common, and
yeah, they're everywhere.
I talk to them every day, and it's a real challenge that you know people live to eat.
Yeah. Well, eating is rewarding if you're having stress and stuff, but still, I mean, it just depends on what your priorities are, I guess, much anything else. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here as we continue. Stand by for more of Good Day Health.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Have you heard? Even more Black Friday deals are dropping right now at Ulta Beauty. Now through Saturday, November 28th, get top deals like 50% off Tarte foundations and $10 mascaras from Urban Decay, KVD Vegan Beauty, and more. Plus, we've made shopping the way you want easier. So don't miss out. Visit us in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. The holidays are here. Let's see the joy all season long. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
The Democrats and the corporate media are telling the public that they are confident that absolutely no voter fraud occurred in the presidential election. But their actions suggest that they are not as certain as they would have you believe. This is Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Recently, the anti-Trump crowd has engaged in a targeted harassment campaign to intimidate attorneys working with Trump's legal team as he contests the results of the election. They have used social media to encourage their followers to engage in questionable behavior to pressure law firms to withdraw from Trump's team. A Philadelphia lawyer even received death threats for working for the president. So what are the Democrats so afraid of? If they were so confident that nobody committed voter fraud, why are they so intent on stopping attorneys investigating the matter? Why would they resort to harassment and death threats to stop Trump's legal challenge to the election results? Perhaps the voter fraud deniers doth protest too much. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump addressed troops stationed overseas via a video link Thursday, delivering a nation's thanks for their service. He also addressed the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, saying the first shipments of coronavirus vaccine would go out as soon as next week.
We are rounding the curve. The vaccines are being delivered literally. It'll start next week and the week after. And it will hit the frontline workers and seniors and doctors, nurses, a lot of people going to start, and we're going very quickly. Two companies already announced, a third one coming up, and a fourth and fifth one coming up soon also.
Taking questions from reporters for the first time since the election, the president said that he would leave the White House if the Electoral College votes for former Vice President Joe Biden. He added that such a move would be a mistake and that a lot could happen between now and December 14th when the electors are set to vote in their states. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Millions of kids are now turning their attention to Christmas and making a list for Santa. But not many of those lists included lawn equipment. Val Dior brings us the story of one boy who wished for a mower from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Ethan Reynolds of Columbus, Indiana has always been a helper. The 11-year-old loves to volunteer at a local nursing home and an animal shelter. And during COVID, he sets up a table of donated food for those in need. The innovative fifth grader also started up a lawn care service to bring in extra money, and his neighbors were more than happy to hire him. They all noticed how Ethan instinctively paid attention to the home of an elderly resident who lives alone, checking in on him during isolation. The problem? Ethan's old equipment started to conk out, so his community got together and surprised him with a brand new push mower. When Ethan saw it sitting in his driveway, he literally fell over with excitement and then declared the red mower to be rad. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The traditional Thanksgiving slate of NFL games was chock full of points as both games ended rather lopsided. The Houston Texans handled the Detroit Lions 41-25. Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson threw four touchdown passes on the afternoon, including two to Will Fuller V. And Washington ran away from the Dallas Cowboys 41-16. Washington rookie running back Antonio Gibson rumbled for 115 yards and three scores in the rout. Baltimore and Pittsburgh were scheduled for the nightcap, but that game was moved to Sunday afternoon after an outbreak of coronavirus among Ravens players. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get on the road to wellness, then start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Dr. Ken Kronos coming up in this half hour. Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen with Good Day Health. In the latest podcast that we have up this week at gooddayhealthshow.com, we discuss a new study that provides evidence that depression and anxiety make recovering from a heart attack more difficult, and then what you should do about it. I try to analyze President Trump's mental condition. Dr. Ken, who has a real license to practice medicine, says, not so fast. But I think it is something I'm speculating, but I also know the signs of certain conditions And I think that he has them. I don't want to overcook it, but you can listen to our discussion at gooddayhealthshow.com. Also, we talk about vitamin B, B6 and B12 specifically, and the risk, if you take too much of it, of getting a hip fracture. I wonder if that's what happened to Jimmy Carter. I wonder how much B he's on. You know, he fell down this weekend and fractured his hip or something.
His pelvis.
Yeah, right. To clarify, do we take no B vitamins or no extra B vitamins? We get enough in our food? Or is there a kind of B vitamin that we should be supplementing? I didn't ask you that when we were talking about this.
Just take a multivitamin which has a reasonable amount of B in it and eat a healthy diet, and you'll get enough, clearly.
Yeah. I think we talked about how to balance the supplements that are taken in this podcast that's up new this week at gooddayhealthshow.com. I asked Ken about how he deals with the age of his patients, and we talk about the early steps that are taken when a woman shows early signs of breast cancer. That's all over the place. So you want to maintain your good health, find out what's going on in the world of research and how it applies to you in your everyday health situation, check out our podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Speaking of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, that sort of thing, there's a study out. Well, the FDA apparently is concerned about breast implants. Is it the way they're installed? I guess that doesn't sound too clinical, but how they're implanted. There have been stories for years about leaks in some breast implants, right? The silicone that's in them leaks out of them and causes all kinds of havoc.
Well, here's the latest update. The FDA is right on this, and they're considering a strong warning, and they're putting it out for review initially this week. So what's happening is, before receiving breast implants, the FDA feels that women should be told of the possible risks. The agency, the FDA, suggests a boxed warning and a checklist outlining potential harms such as pain, fatigue, and further surgery. A boxed warning is the greatest clear warning that physicians get. I don't know if you've ever looked at the kind of literature that we read when we research a drug, but it's just sentence after sentence, densely compacted with many words. Yeah. And sometimes all of the issues, unless you read every little detail, it can be lost. And the FDA will at times put, when they're really concerned about procedures, devices, drugs, in a box, black border in a box, and that is hard to miss when any doctor researches a drug. And when you see a box warning, you know, you better be aware of that because it's a very important thing. So that's what they're considering here. The FDA wants breast implant makers to warn women that breast implants are not lifetime devices, Doug, and that the risk of complications rises the longer a patient has the implant. Also, additional surgery may be required to treat the complications. Other possible complications include a risk of developing breast implant-associated anaplastic large cell lymphoma, not good, as well as problems such as fatigue, joint, or pain. These new guidance proposals that patients without symptoms should undergo either ultrasound or MRI screening every 5 to 6 years after implantation, and then every 2 years thereafter. An MRI is recommended for patients who have symptoms at any time or uncertain ultrasound results for breast implant rupture. So they're recommending in these new guidelines, they're probably going to come out, they're just put up there for review. Anyone who wants a comment right now is that if you do get these implants, that you get screened 5 or 6 years after with ultrasound or MRI, and then every 2 years thereafter.
Yep. All right. I think that's good advice, paying attention to it. There's so much of this stuff around, and so many ads for people to have plastic surgery, breast enhancement, facelifts, all that stuff. Sorry, it's the old buyer beware as much as anything else. Here's getting to Ken's specialty as a cardiologist. He's often asked about taking blood pressure pills. When do you do it? How often do you prescribe blood pressure medicine, and what are the most important? What names should we be looking for, or should we be most familiar with, Ken?
Doug, 1 in 3 adults before they leave planet Earth will have high blood pressure. So this is an incredibly common issue that I bet everyone listening, either they're adult, they're either taking a blood pressure medication or they know somebody who does, because it's so common. And this comes out of the European Heart Journal, and it might actually have a great impact on people who are taking these medications, because this is a study of 20,000 people almost, and they randomized them to take them either in the morning when you wake up or to take them when you're going to sleep. And the results, clearly the best time for people with high blood pressure to take their blood pressure pills is at bedtime rather than in the morning. If you're on a water pill, you know, this may not apply because you don't want to urinate all night, but otherwise, and don't change the schedule without talking to your doctor first. That schedule means when you take your medications. But this is worth discussing with your physician, with your provider. This news this week reported in the European Heart Journal. Not only does this timing result in better blood pressure control, but it also markedly reduces the risk of cardiovascular death and events such as heart attack or stroke. So a huge impact both on outcome, your prognosis, and also on your blood pressure control. And again, 20,000 people randomized in this study. Huge study, will have great impact on the practice of medicine.
Big study. Coming up, good news for parents, and also Ken's usual shot at pot. That's up next. On Good Day Health. Plus, questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health.
Hello, this is America's healthcare advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in 3 major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s, fat that's good for you.
Tax Solutions Now is a complimentary referral service that connects callers to companies that provide tax services.
Money matters. If you owe thousands in back taxes to the IRS, how much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I paid less than I owe.
That's right. Money matters. So call Tax Solutions Now and get the IRS off your back. Since 2014, Tax Solutions Now has been a leader in the tax resolution industries. Remove wage garnishments, property liens, fines, and penalties. Qualify for the Fresh Start program or even uncollectible status. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I owed the IRS over $10,000. I paid a fraction of what I owed.
Call now to reduce or even eliminate your back taxes.
I called Tax Solutions Now and got the IRS off my back. Thanks. You saved us a ton of money.
Money matters. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you? Call now and find out.
Call 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177.
Mothers-to-be who undergo physical or mental stress during their pregnancies are less likely to have a boy and may also have a high risk of preterm birth. This is pretty interesting. The person who authored the study said, quote, "We do know that males are more vulnerable in utero, and presumably the stress in these women is of a long-standing nature." And I guess when you overview the situation, nature usually assures there's an average of more boys than girls for whatever the reason. Matter of fact, the number is 105 boys for every 100 females, which, you look around, it seems like there are more women in school, colleges, and that sort of thing. But males are more likely to die from accidents or that sort of thing And that's why perhaps it evens out down the road. In this particular study, women who had higher blood pressure and other signs of physical stress had 4 boys for every 9 girls. That's 4-9, the ratio. Moms who were psychologically stressed had 2 boys for every 3 girls. So 2-3. All the women in this study had healthy pregnancies. Researchers have seen this pattern of a decrease in male births related to traumatic cataclysmic events in their lives. One of them, this was something that I found very interesting. If you think back of where were you if you were alive when President Kennedy was shot, and then September 11th, that situation really affected births. The study also found that when the expectant mothers received social support, by having somebody they could talk to or count on for help with their problems, the risk of premature delivery disappeared. That's pretty surprising, don't you think? And even more surprising, the more social support a mother receives, the greater the chance she has of having a male baby. So those of you who are planning on getting pregnant, maybe you keep that in the back of your mind. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. All right, so Dr. Ken, we have your focus on pot here to deal with. The story has to do with using pot, men using pot, and I don't know why that would be linked to miscarriages. I guess we'd have to have that explained to us, because I saw this and I thought, well, it's okay, let's put 2 and 2 together and see if we come up with 4. What do we come up with?
Interesting. This comes out of a recent study this month from the American Society for Reproductive Medicine, Doug. Men who use marijuana at least once a week, they're twice as likely to see their partner's pregnancy end in a miscarriage compared to those who use no pot. Miscarriages related to frequent male pot use, they tend to occur within 8 weeks of conception, which suggests that marijuana use damages sperm in some essential way. The research is controlled for a number of factors that could influence risk of miscarriage, including smoking status, alcohol and caffeine intake, weight, amount of sleep, history of sexually transmitted infections, and mood disorders.
Yeah, all right. So what about, there are so many positives and negatives when it comes to pot. I guess we're not, I mean, I'm not really here to try to persuade people that it's good or bad. I just think, like a lot of other things, look for the science and see what it is that is provided informationally as to the benefits. I mean, medical marijuana didn't come about as a result of somebody throwing a dart against a dartboard. I think you'd agree with that, Ken, as much as anything else. But I do, you know, some of these things, you know, there's unintended consequences of using some of this stuff. No question about that.
Well, so, I think you have to break it down between recreational versus medical use.
Yep. All right, here's some good news for parents. Let's go through that. This is good.
Yeah, there really is some good news.
People, especially if you have a preemie in your family, right?
Exactly. This is out this week from the Journal of the American Medical Association. Unfortunately, more than half of premature infants, actually, prematurity is a common issue, but the good news is that more than half of premature infants, they actually grow up to be healthy adults without chronic medical issues, Doug. This is a study. It's a huge, huge study. About 2.5 million babies born in Sweden between 1973 and 1977, about 55% of preemies have no serious chronic physical or mental issue by early adulthood, compared to 63% of full-term babies.
Wow. All right, I want to squeeze in the polio thing. Is there a new strain of polio? There are a lot of people talking about that.
Well, last winter, there was this new strain of sad paralytic illness that affected young children that looked similar clinically to polio, but clearly was not polio. And it was a mystery what was causing this illness. And the news this week is a virus similar, but not the polio virus, has been identified and now has been associated with this no longer mysterious paralytic disease. And we hope it stays to be a very rare problem. And I would imagine a vaccine is actively being looked for.
Coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. Questions that come from the minds of listeners, their experiences, etc., etc., etc. There's an environmental impact study, basically understanding stress, I guess, is what this is all about. It seems this is a constant focus of ours here, people asking questions about stress. I think it's because they know that stress is very bad. There are very few, I guess a certain amount of it, I've been told, certain amount. I must have found a balance because stress doesn't bother me, or it hasn't taken a toll on me to this point in my life in a physical way that I know of. It bothers me sometimes. It just depends on what the stress is, I guess, as much as anything else, and what the cause of it is. Most of the time, I think most people know, don't you think, that stress has a major impact on our lives?
Well, some have good intuition. You have great intuition in your body, but some don't, and they don't realize that that's really a big culprit. I think with stress, two factors, how intense it is and how much control you have over it. end up being an important thing and a little bit of stress and you have some control over it, you can deal with it. But the other extremes becomes a problem. There's a very fascinating study out just this week about the more about the mind-heart connection. You know, we talk about it all the time, and I think it's really well accepted to have a healthy mind. You have to have a healthy heart and vice versa. And this is a twin study with identical twins. And what they found was that actually environment is more important in genetics in having an initially healthy heart, which then creates less dementia, better cognition, the ability to think and remember late in life. So all of these things that provide a healthy heart, which are changeable, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, your weight, whether you smoke, get exercise, eat a healthy diet, the things we talk about all the time, these are modifiable, and these will not only help your heart, but it'll also help you later in life to think better, avoid dementia, and just remember much, much better.
Yeah, remember. That's it. I think that mild stress, from what I've read and what you've told me and others, is pretty normal. It may even be beneficial because your brain gets stimulated
yes.
with the challenges, and that's important. You've got to keep your brain, the day-to-day stress stuff, as long as not an overload. And I think you know yourself. Some people exaggerate it, frankly, but most people know when they're going their physical. And back to the spiritual, the spirit-mind-body connection.
You want a little bit of challenge. Doing a crossword puzzle is a mental stress. That's a good stress.
Right, exactly. Okay, putting your brain to work, if you will. Here's a question about gut microbes. This may be a better question for Jack, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Do you eat raw food? Do you eat any sushi or anything raw at all, ever?
Have I ever? Yes. Do I? Is it rare? Extremely rarely. And I went to a local restaurant, which I won't give a plug, that has an incredibly impeccable reputation. Yeah. And I know many people who have gone there before me very successfully. So I actually have been there once.
All right. But what I have found, frankly, to answer the question partially, vegetable, there are a lot of garden sushis that are around that are okay. My son got married a couple of weeks ago, and we had sushi, and I had a bite of a veggie sushi, which was good because it's raw vegetables. But the raw fish is so dangerous, I think, anyway.
Don't we all eat raw vegetables?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was even considered sushi. I mean, raw vegetables,
yeah,
I eat all the time.
Sushi out of raw vegetables, they do. Yep.
No,
yep,
but yep. Sushi has to have the raw fish component, right?
No. Well, they didn't say that in this circumstance. The sushi, they called it veggie sushi. And it was vegetables
and
all
the time. And that's not
up.
Vegetables with raw fish?
No.
It's uh-uh. Just vegetables?
Just vegetables, yep.
Oh, well, that's a salad. I don't get that.
Yeah, it's just now grind it up, right. Exactly. Quick question on seasonal adjusted disorder. We're going into Christmas. Does this cause the depression some people have, does it cause, or is it caused by bipolarism?
I think it's due to changes in the amount of light that we get. The daylight decreases and sad seasonal adjusted disorders. And the key is just getting enough light in your life, and that will help deal with this.
Yeah, light means artificial light as well as sunlight, or does that mean
all
sunlight?
All the same, you know, stay out of direct sunlight, but it's just keeping enough light. And it's the shortening daytime light that adds to this issue.
Right, it creates, I get depressed when the sun goes down at 4 o'clock. I don't, who wants the sun to go away at 4 o'clock? Dr. Ken Kronhaus answering your questions on Good Day Health, the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance.
Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.